Hello, lovely people. It is a terrific Tuesday and a perfect day to show some love and give a shout out to our teachers. Go on and dap up your teach. Give them a handshake or a high five. Let them know you appreciate them. Teachers, keep uplifting, informing, and inspiring. We are grateful for all you do. I'm Coy Wire. You are awesome. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. We start in Argentina, a vibrant country in South America known for stunning natural landscapes, being home to tango dancing, gauchos, the World Cup soccer champs, and vibrant city life in Buenos Aires, the capital. It's the world's eighth largest country, covering a huge portion of southern South America. But now, Argentina's economy is on the edge of a crisis due to recession caused by a drought and growing inflation. The costs of many goods in Argentina have more than doubled what they were last year. It's the first time that this has happened in three decades. Food and drink are among the items that were the most expensive. Citizens in Argentina are finding it very difficult to live on their salaries and to save money for their futures. They're taking to the streets to protest the government, which they say isn't doing enough to curb inflation and help its citizens. But while the government is acknowledging problems, they're also pointing to recent job growth as a good sign. This all comes in the lead up to an election in October. Up next, CNN's Rafael Romo will break down the economic situation in Argentina number by number.
Holding torches and banners, they march down some of the most iconic streets of downtown Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina. The march, organized by worker unions, is the latest in a series of anti-government protests. Workers like Silvia Saravia say the government is not doing enough to alleviate a galloping yearly inflation that reached 104%, the second highest in Latin America after Venezuela's 501%. Those who have a formal job get wages under the poverty line, she says. That's why these protests are so big. Workers say the government of Argentina is taking money from the working class to pay the International Monetary Fund. President Alberto Fernandez admitted there are problems to be solved, but pointed to 30 months of job growth in the country. Last month, Argentina reworked a $44 billion loan with the IMF, obtaining nearly $10 billion in fresh cash in exchange for measures to strengthen public finances and start reducing persistently high inflation. President Fernandez is calling for unity, asking his fellow Argentines to please look towards the future. He says his finance minister is working on the issues and blamed some of the problems on the country's drought. But for many people in Argentina, it's hard to have that kind of optimism when they don't even know if the next paycheck is going to allow them to make ends meet.
10-second trivia. What is the city with the most fountains in the world? St. Petersburg, Russia, Rome, Italy, Florence, Italy, or New York, New York? Italy. No city on the planet has as many fountains as Rome, where you'll find more than 2,000 of them. Up next, a story about trying something new with something very, very old. Thousands of objects not making it into the Colosseum's new museum. They're now on full display. The Colosseum, the ancient Roman amphitheater in the center of the city, best known for gladiator games, first opened in the year 80 AD. Now, its storage facilities full of artifacts are open to visitors at tiny museums all around the city. Let's go.
Under the shadow of the Roman Colosseum, millions of people immerse themselves in ancient Roman history each year. Here in Rome, museum curators are spoiled for choice. What do you do with 500 Roman-era coins? With limited space in the site's new museum, the Colosseum is trying a new hands-on approach. Warehouses and storage facilities brimming with artifacts are currently open to visitors. These former shops and market stalls have been converted into temporary museum space to hold the leftover artifacts that didn't quite fit into a new museum that opened in 2021. Until the end of July, 8 visitors at a time can reserve a special tour guided by an archaeologist who will let them hold these important historical finds, many of which have not been on display in 30 years. In this way, the people have direct contact with the ancient culture and materials, archaeologist Roberto Alteri says. After that, their fate is unknown. The popular pieces will upgrade to the museum, and the rest will go back to collecting dust in the warehouse. Alfonsina Russo, the director of the Colosseum Archaeological Park, says she hopes the project gives people a better understanding of daily life in ancient Rome. These artifacts tell the story of daily life, how they carried out activities, and above all, to bring these objects that would otherwise have remained hidden in our warehouses. She also hopes other historical sites open up their warehouses to let people see all history has to offer and to bring the past into focus. Barbie Lazzanedo, CNN, Rome.
Up next, engineer and entrepreneur Dhruv Barua is developing a submarine that can filter microplastics out of the ocean. The goal? Replace sea vessels that emit carbon with a fleet of plastic filtering submarines that don't have emissions and are better for the environment. It's part of our Call to Earth series. Let's join Dhruv for his first sea trial in Miami.
Dhruv Barua is on a mission to rid plastic from the ocean. It's a problem the engineer first became aware of during a yachting race across the Atlantic. Since then, Dhruv has dedicated himself to raising awareness of the issue by cycling down waterways in the world's largest cities.
Do you like the bike?
Now he is starting to think about the bigger picture.
So we're collecting rubbish as well, so we can see loads of them underwater, yeah.
I had reached around 300 million people worldwide, but the question here I ask myself every day, where is the tangible impact? Where is the scale we are talking about? Because riding on a bicycle is so much you can do. So this project is all about restoring the ocean with microplastic collection, taking action around ocean acidification and everything else. But we start with microplastics and other data sensors.
Putting his engineering background to work, Dhruv started Oceanways, a company set on building a fleet of zero-emission submarines that can carry cargo, replacing other carbon-emitting vessels, while also filtering microplastics from the water. Here in Biscayne Bay in Miami, Dhruv and his team are taking the new prototype out for its first sea trial.
The water comes in through the pipe, goes here. This is a filtration system. It comes out here, and we'll collect everything here. Then here we have got some sensors to collect ocean data, behavior of the vehicle in the water today that we have collected a lot of data. Hopefully you can feed them into the simulator to learn what's going on here.
Disconnected.
Ultimately, the ambition is to use fuel cells that draw hydrogen from the ocean to power the submarines to travel autonomously.
And for today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, please bear with me. On a beautiful day in Asheville, North Carolina, a barefooted man was chilling in his chair on his back porch until... bear! David Oppenheimer could barely contain his emotions, freezing like frozen. Just him and a black bear locked in a stare. Thankfully, the bear seemed to be just as scared as David. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but this could have turned out really badly. Instead, it gives us a pretty hilarious moment. All right, time for our shout out of the day. Klamath Falls, Oregon, Ponderosa Middle School, we see you. Thanks for all the love. Before I go, can y'all please help me out with something? I'm trying to be better about posting on social media, but there are so many of these special abbreviations to keep up with, like LOL. I know that means laugh out loud, but I keep seeing people use the letters IDK, and every time I ask someone what it means, they say, I don't know. So please hit me up at Koi Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok, and let me know. See you tomorrow, lovely people. I'm Koi Wire. We are CNN 10.